From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Obama administration says it is saving billions of dollars for taxpayers by streamlining the federal government's contracting process. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Government contracting more than doubled during the Bush administration, reaching $540 billion last year. President Obama challenged government agencies to cut those costs. So far, the administration says it's identified nearly $20 billion in savings. The president's team is giving special scrutiny to contracts awarded without competition or on a cost-plus basis, those most likely to lead to wasteful spending.
After years of irresponsibility, we are once again taking responsibility for every dollar we spend the same way families do.
Mr. Obama also met with the winner of a contest in which government employees submitted money-saving ideas. Nancy Fickner works at a veterans medical center in Colorado and suggested letting patients take home leftover medicine, which had been going in the trash. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Following a crucial vote early this morning, Senate Democrats remain on track to pass a massive health care overhaul bill by Christmas. It's now expected there will be a flurry of last-minute deal-making to try and win out remaining holdouts before the expected final vote Thursday. Voting has been strictly along party lines, leading to complaints from a number of GOP senators, including Arizona's John McCain, who compared some of the latest deals to Bernie Madoff gimmicks. McCain also has complained Republicans were never brought into the negotiations. Transportation Department is enacting a rule designed to spare airline passengers from long delays on the tarmac. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The rule comes in response to a number of well-publicized incidents where passengers were stuck on grounded planes for as long as 9 hours, sometimes without food or working lavatories. Under the new rules, flight crews have to allow passengers to get off of planes after a 3-hour delay. They also have to start providing food and drinks after 2 hours. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says airlines often add to the frustration of delays by giving passengers inaccurate information.
I've been on enough flights. I've heard those excuses. Oh, 5 more minutes. 5 minutes turns into 50 minutes. 50 minutes turns into 5 hours, and people are sick of it.
The airline industry warns the rule will have unintended effects. It says airlines will be forced to cancel more flights entirely. The rule is scheduled to take effect this spring. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Domestic automaker Ford has announced yet another major buyout offer aimed at all 41,000 of its hourly workers. The buyout marks the second round of such offers at Ford and is part of an effort by the company to return to profitability. Under the latest deal, Ford's union workers would have until January to decide whether to accept the offers, which include payouts of up to $70,000 for newer hires and $60,000 for those veterans who are eligible for retirement. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 85 points. The Nasdaq was up 25 points today. This is NPR. The World Trade Organization's top arbitrator is siding with the U.S. in a dispute with China. The body has ruled China is illegally restricting the importation of music, films, and books. The ruling by the WTO's appellate body confirms a landmark decision back in August that came down against Beijing in terms of its policy of forcing American media producers to route their business through state-owned companies. The Christmas rush hits a peak for shipping giant UPS today. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Edgar Tregitz reports.
The world's largest shipping carrier expects to move 22 million packages through its system Monday. For the entire holiday season, UPS says it will deliver roughly 400 million packages worldwide. That amount would be up slightly from 2008. Projections of both Atlanta-based UPS and rival FedEx are closely watched by industry analysts to gauge consumer spending trends and the economy's general health. A week ago, FedEx reported its busiest shipping day ever, with more than 14 million packages delivered, 2 million more than last year. And UPS hired 50,000 seasonal workers to help handle its holiday volume. The holiday shipping traffic is welcome news to both carriers, with both making cuts to its operations in the past year to weather the recession. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tregitz in Atlanta.
The 85-year-old son of philanthropist Brooke Astor has been sentenced to as many as 3 years in prison on charges he plundered millions from her estate. Anthony Marshall was sentenced today to the minimum allowed in the case. However, it's expected he will appeal the sentence, meaning he could remain free on bond. Marshall was convicted of exploiting Astor and her frail mental state to take money from her nearly $200 million estate. Astor died in 2007 at the age of 105. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.